Hi everyone and welcome to the 5-Minute Language YouTube channel. My name is Agnieszka and today I'm going to tackle the question of can you learn a language by yourself? But before I do that, make sure you subscribe to the channel and give this video a thumbs up and also share your experiences in the comments below. I really appreciate it. So the question of can you learn a language by yourself? If you've been watching this channel for a while or reading my blog 5-Minute Language, then you probably already know the answer to this question, or at least you know what I'm going to say. And I'm going to say yes. Yes, you can learn a language by yourself, but there is a but, there's always a but, and I'm going to talk to you about that in a minute. But let me just tell you a little story about something that one of my subscribers actually asked me the other day, which was whether it's possible to know a language and to be fluent in it if you can't speak it. So this person is basically saying that they can, that they know a lot of vocabulary, that they feel like they can read and they can write very well, they can understand everything they're reading, but they can't actually speak the language they're learning. They're not interested in speaking, they don't know anyone who speaks the language they're learning, but really, can they consider themselves fluent if they know it, if they have it in their head? Normally, the advice I would give you is that when you're learning a language, you should basically be driven by your goals. So depending on what your goal is, success will look differently for everyone. So for example, if your goal is to travel and to have conversations with people, to meet new people, then obviously you need to focus on speaking because that's what will help you with your goal. If your goal is to just watch films, foreign films, without subtitles, then you should be focusing on listening. So your way of studying will be driven by your goal. But having said that, I also need to say that speaking is an important part of language learning, even if it's not your priority. And why is that? It's because basically, when you're neglecting speaking, you might be making your progress much slower. And it's because when you practice speaking, what you basically do is you consolidate your knowledge, you kind of solidify it in your memory, and you basically become more fluent. So you get better at reading, you get better at listening, and you get better at sounding natural and knowing what natural language is and what unnatural language is. And knowing this difference helps you become better in all aspects of language learning. So speaking is definitely something that you should be doing. And what I mean by speaking is it doesn't have to be necessarily having conversations with people. Speaking is, you know, saying a 3-word sentence, that's speaking. Speaking to yourself is speaking as well. So speaking doesn't have to be kind of a social activity, although I would definitely say if you do have opportunities, or if you don't, seek out those opportunities. So going back to the question of can you learn a language at home? Yes, you can. And you can probably do 90% of it if you want a number. And the remaining 10% will be speaking. So going out there, finding either native speakers or speakers of that language and having conversations. And that's because it puts you in a situation where it's a bit scary, it's a bit challenging and overwhelming, and it's a good thing because you're challenging yourself when you speak. So that 10% is the but that I mentioned at the start of the video. So yes, you can learn a language by yourself, but you also need a little bit of a kind of external motivation, external practice, which is speaking. So I hope you enjoyed this video. Make sure you subscribe, make sure you give this video a thumbs up, and I'll see you next time. Bye!